You are listening to TLRStation.com.
The Heart of It All radio show inspires listeners to step into their version of self-care artistry. Host Linda Crawford, self-care artistry transformational coach, has over two decades of experience in the fields of health, wellness, fitness, well-being, and personal professional development. She's a certified life coach and trainer through Erickson International Coach Institute. Linda will help you uncover what self-care looks like by accessing the most powerful leading-edge tools and resources to reveal your inner wisdom for self-care artistry transformations that nourish the heart, mind, body, and soul.
Hello, everyone. It's Linda Crawford here, self-care artistry transformational coach on the first Wednesday of every month, right here in your living room, kitchen, bedroom, bathroom, wherever you are at 2 p.m., where I am excited and delighted to share self-care artistry with you, the listeners. As a coach, I am always intrigued with encouraging and inspiring my clients to be the best they can be, whether that's through encouraging taking action to improve their quality of life and overall well-being, which I believe is fundamentally each and every one of our birthright. And I understand, and I think it's human, where at times we encounter some challenges. Sometimes I believe that that comes because of a lack of internal motivation. And if we unpack that a little bit more, it's due to lack of clarity. And it takes deep personal motivation to do the work necessary to accomplish the things that we say matter to us. And that, my friends, is at the heart of it all today. Getting to the heart of what matters for you. Getting to the heart of what ignites you. And getting to the heart of what has you come alive when you say yes to whatever it is under the umbrella of self-care that makes you feel good. And so our topic today is connecting to your why, so that self-care becomes a gift, an invitation, an opportunity in your day-to-day life rather than simply an obligation. So I'd like to share with you a little story, a story that recently happened as I was venturing and taking a training course in Vancouver, a timely story with respect to what our topic is together today. So sit back and perhaps you're sipping a tea or coffee or Perrier water or something that nourishes you. Again, whatever it is that nourishes you, starting to bring attention and awareness in your day-to-day life to what that is. So I was coming up the stairs from the C bus in Vancouver, and just as I was turning my way, walking down Robson, a group stopped me and asked if I would consider doing an impromptu interview, of which I thought for a moment, and the first thing that came of was, of course, yes. Now, of course, I had no idea what the topic would be, but felt really compelled and a resonance with this group of people in trusting whatever it was that they were working on as a documentary and a project to help awaken humanity. I'm always up for something like that. Has that ever happened to you where just on a moment, in a whim, there's something that's being asked of you or called from you, and there's that innate desire to say, let's make this happen, let's do it. So I said yes. And if you can believe it, in that moment, the whole interview was about if, as a planet, we didn't wake up with the usual Monday dread, or maybe for some it's the Tuesday dread, Wednesday dread. The point was it wasn't about the day, but if we didn't wake up with the usual dread, and instead we woke up to contribution in our minds and in our hearts, how would that look personally? And what would that picture look like globally if every single person was activated and attuned to the core of who they were, that fundamentally woke up that, why today does it matter that I wake up? Why today is it important for me to connect wholeheartedly to my heart and soul? And the story was woven. I provided the interview, and there was such a divine timing on that, and I'm excited to really bring and weave that story today, because in some ways, I'm that person stopping you in your tracks today and saying, hey, would you like to be interviewed? Would you like to have a conversation about something that I see matters in the world? And what matters is having a conversation with you today about what about life wakes you up and ignites you to living life with passion and with joy. You see, being clear on your why brings you into connection with who you are as a person, as a human being on this planet, desiring that opportunity to serve and support contribution in your day-to-day life with your family, friends, communities, neighborhoods, organizations, and then the ability to take that more global if that's your calling. It brings you away from just going through the motions. Brings you out of default and into living your life on purpose. And that, my friends, is again at the heart of self-care artistry. Living your life on purpose. Your big why is the force, the fuel, even the fire that drives behind your ability to take impactful, immediate, and inspired action and create the real results that you want, that you desire, and that you deserve in your personal and professional path. What is it that connects you to your authenticity, your true power, your passion, and your purpose? And if I come back for a moment to sharing with you the impact of being stopped by a group of strangers in the streets of Vancouver on Robson that particular day, and what I believe ignited my courage and confidence and capacity to say yes, was if I rewind that a little bit and share with you my morning as a self-care artist, started with the why of how important it is for me to take care of nourishing my heart, mind, body, and soul. I woke up always starting with a fresh glass of lemon water, eased into my morning meditation to support me in becoming anchored and grounded and clear, at peace. And from there, enjoying a lovely, scrumptious, healthy breakfast that would nourish and feed my body so that I would have energy, sustainable energy, to then taking a shower and handling my self-care needs so that I felt good in my skin, in my bones, and then enjoying the most amazing walk to the bus station. And enjoying and stopping and noticing the beauty of nature and surroundings. And this is what I'm talking about, is we weave naturally in our day-to-day, cultivating certain habits, integrating certain actions that continue to feed the essence of what it is that we want to be and become. And so again, through that, I believe as my morning weaved its way, my opportunity in that moment was that I was awake enough to stop and to say yes to an opportunity that was powerful beyond measure. And this, my friends, is what I believe is possible when we take the time to nourish our day-to-day needs, that magic happens in unexpected ways. and helps to connect us back to our big why. As a coach, supporting people such like as yourselves to really connect to the heart of it all is by asking masterful questions that ignite something in you, that fire, that flame. And so I just want to ask a few questions. You don't have to answer them in this moment, but just trust the landing of them somewhere that may inspire, activate some part of your brain that opens to new and different possibilities that can be co-created for you here and now. And these questions will be available when we come back from break. See you soon.
TLR Station is part of a multifaceted organization. Visit http://tenaciousliving.org to learn more about our workshops and telesummits.
This is TLRStation.com, powered by Tenacious Living International, where it's all about living outside the box.
Welcome back to the heart of it all here on TLRStation.com. My name is Linda, and I am your host here at the heart of it all. And today we are diving into clarifying your big why around the whole theme of self-care. And so before break, we talked about asking some powerful questions of ourselves to begin to activate the curious mind so we can expand into greater and new possibilities and themes for ourselves. So here's a few questions I'd like to ask you today. Why do you believe self-care matters now? Why do you want to commit to self-care artistry for yourself? Why do you want to grow yourself and increase your well-being? Why do you want to improve your health? Why would leveraging a consistent way of living a good and nourishing life at this time matter for you? And finally, if I imagine myself living from my why, how would that make an impact on my family, my community, my country, the planet as a whole? Now, whether or not you journal doesn't really matter, but sometimes sitting down and journaling, or if some of you meditate, just reflecting on some of these questions can really highlight the areas that are ready to be birthed inside of you. Not to mention hiring an amazing life coach that can really, really support you in bridging the gap between where you are and where you want to be. And having that big why helps to narrow that gap so you're truly living your life in alignment with who you are and with what matters. And what are some other ways that you can help in clarifying for yourself so that there's a more of a zest and a zeal rather than that state of humdrum and obligation? Well, other than asking yourself some fantastic questions, other things that are possible is searching out great resources to help you succeed in this most important time, such as reading transformational books, audios, videos, information products, and listening to programs, radio shows just like this. But also, and most important, is having real people beside you, creating real relationships and powerful partnerships that help to serve and support you all the way through. So a fundamental pillar in the big why is actually aligning yourself inside of circles of people who've truly got your back and who can mirror back to you when in fact you're living from that why state. Some other ways I'd like to share with you is to really make it a priority inside the essence of it being fun. So again, removing any of the, this has got to be really hard work, but really stepping into Why does this matter to me? And actually cultivating that inner child that still lives and breathes inside of you and allowing it to be a fun process. My tendency is to improvise rather than planning, which allows me as my why to be a noble concept. I don't ever find myself pushing myself to get it or forcing it. It's just simply something that I trust over time comes inspired, comes revealed. And so again, as I make that a priority, or as you make that a priority now in your life, through reading books or going to seminars, or more importantly, even hiring a coach to support in having that person to push you and hold you accountable and inspired along the way. Another version of the why is simply making time. You know, it might be during your day-to-day self-care walks, or your daily self-care meditations, or your daily morning ritual of enjoying tea. We're always putting fires out every day, and the urgent tasks feel so real and urgent. But to just not let the daily grind keep you from truly making and taking the time to work on what's important. And here's the truth, is you can revise as needed. Life happens. You're going to grow and change, and you may decide to change direction. Your priorities may be different now than they were even a few years ago, maybe even a few weeks ago, or even a few months ago. There are never any rules against changing your why, and it's better to hold the space and permission to revise it on purpose and with conviction than to limp along with an apathetic one, driven from a place of fear. Really, the success of this comes with you really standing and holding a space of seeing the importance of why, cultivating some clarity around the why, what wakes you up every day is really a critical piece. And I want to read a quote inspired through Marianne Williamson. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. And it is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Because we ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You're playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within every single one of us. And it's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. And as we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Now, how powerful is that quote in reminding us of the courage and conviction to stand for what it is that we say is important and matters for us? Why does the notion of committing to self-care artistry and having that clarity of your why matter for you now? My why is freedom. Freedom is the word that sums it up. Fear of failure in the past, and this may be true for you, kept me from taking risks. Freedom came when I faced the fear that took the steps to start my self-care artistry transformational coaching practice, to speaking, starting a blog, and to hosting At the Heart of It All. And my passion is to encourage you to follow your own path to freedom, using self-care as a vehicle to significant transformation. I now feel the power why has on my life. My goals and desires have focus and purpose. And I know challenges will no longer derail me. I succeed and I will succeed because my why is on the other side of every obstacle and challenge that I encounter. And my friends, that is what I want for you. That same level of clarity in knowing who you are and what matters, so that any time along the journey, along the trails, along any walks along Robson Street or any street on the planet, when you're stopped to be asked the question, what sings you in the morning? You will have your own response. So my friends, I'm excited for your journey, and I'm delighted to have shared the opportunity to share stories, to share important questions that are at the heart of what truly matters as an emerging self-care artist that you already are. The very fact that you're listening here is a huge testament to your desire to live an unbelievable life. You've taken the time to be with us here on this show with a community of like-minded people who've got your back. Because the truth is the time is now to cultivate your big why. Mine is under the umbrella of freedom. What is yours? And trusting over time your innate capacity and curiosity to cultivate that. What a gift. So remember, you're not in this alone. Self-care artistry is a community that is here to serve and support you as an artist, ready, able, and willing to say yes to getting to the heart of what matters for you. And to keep that muscle of desire awake and alive by asking the curious questions, by showing up here on this show once a month, to be inspired and to remember again what matters for me is really at the heart of what matters. By continuing to be inspired through reading the books and the resources and surrounding yourself with people that you can look to as powerful mirrors to where it is that you want to go, grow, and glow. So I invite you now, as we come to a close, to come check out my website at www.thelindacrawford.com. That's thelindacrawford.com, where you can come out and check out the signature programs that are here to serve and support you in clarifying your big why. So just for a moment before we finish today, just placing your hands on your heart and just feeling that which lives and breathes you. Connect with the faith that the inspiration of your why is awaiting your activation and your yes. You've got this. We've got your back, and I've got your back. And I'm excited again to see you on the other side and to see you next month as we dive again deeper into exploring the possibilities available to you with self-care artistry. Wishing you a bright and beautiful day ahead. Namaste.
Ready to turn your life on? Create more mojo moments. To come out from behind the curtain of invisibility and stand for something that matters and the permission to dream again? Want to live an ecstatic and nourishing life and be supported in it when it comes to the art of self-care, the heart of it all? Visit www.thelindacrawford.com to contact Linda Crawford, transformational self-care artistry coach. The best investment you will ever make is in yourself. And you are worth it.